It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook District with Mayor Martin Rush. Martin, how are you doing?
I'm well this morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Did you enjoy your Anzac Day on Sunday?
Well, it was a very commemorative occasion. I was there for the dawn service, which is always poignant, of course, and really well attended. I would think 400 or 500 people were there. Bit chilly, but a really a good service, and big thank you to the RSL sub-branch, who struggled, of course, as we all did, to make sure this event could be pulled off safely for everyone in conformity with the state government's COVID guidelines. They did a magnificent job. Many communities weren't able to pull it off in a way that allowed people to turn up, but it did require the QR codes and all the rest of it. But a really poignant service as the sun came up, and then the mid-morning service again, very well attended, 700 to 1,000 people there for that service, and over 40 wreaths laid. A really, really good service, and again, thanks to the RSL sub-branch and all the volunteers who made that happen.
Yeah, well done to Tim Seymour and the team. Now, there's a DA application that's going to be discussed this week.
Yes, so that comes before council tonight, and I'm sure with 108 objectors that the gallery will be full, and I'm sure it'll be a hotly contested DA application. Eastbrook Links is a fairly old subdivision now, approved almost, I think, 16 years ago, well before my time, and it was approved in all 20 stages. And one of the reasons I ran for council was because I don't like to see greater densities of housing on the outskirts of town. It should be closer where the services are, closer to where the road infrastructure is. Nonetheless, this is something that has existed for, as I say, 15 years, the development control plan and the initial subdivision approvals. Very hard to reverse that. We're just going to have to look at it very carefully now on its merits. It is part of the very early stages of Eastbrook Links, which haven't moved as a result of the economics of the development, something that perhaps might have been pointed out to the subdivision developer at the time. But nonetheless, we are in the position where there are sub-development approvals that date from that period, and the staff have assessed this particular development to be permissible under those instruments. So matter now for council tonight. I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest in it.
Not a worry. And with the by-election coming up, we've been discussing it with a number of the candidates. What's your hope? What's your wish list for the Upper Hunter by-election, mate?
Highest on our wish list was the Coal Road grade separated interchange, so important for emergency services that we've been really told to put up there, or really the state government has given every encouragement to put up there, the RFS, the SES and so on, as well as our emergency relief evacuation centre and a range of other emergency related facilities, which really rely on that intersection for their quick response times across the LGA. There are other reasons, including mobilising and being able to adaptively reuse the Muswellbrook coal site when it comes to close in a few years.
Yeah.
Whole range of other reasons that need not detain us now, except to say that the government has now committed to the construction of that, which we're very pleased about, and did so after a very brief meeting between myself and the Deputy Premier very early on in the by-election. Number two, Stage 3 of the Muswellbrook Hospital. Health is so important to the community. Council lobbied for Stages 1 and 2, and we got them in successive general elections. This is a by-election. We obviously hope to get Stage 3. This includes the surgical theatre as well as a refurbishment of the general, in fact, a new general ward and maternity and a whole range of other very important essential services. So we really hope Stage 3 gets up. As you might imagine, roads are on our list and water infrastructure, including a new water treatment plant. We have the new recycled water treatment plant, but a new water treatment plant perhaps shared with Upper Hunter Shire Council.
I would have thought health is an important one. I talk to a lot of people around Muswellbrook in particular, and they talk about the fact that it's really hard to get in and see a doctor when you need to see someone. So it'd be great if there'd be some assistance in that regard, don't you think?
Yes, and indeed when it comes to service delivery from state, also the policing.
Yes, definitely.
There is a desperate need for about another 6 to 8 police officers across the Upper Hunter. They have additional responsibilities when it comes to prison transfers as well as mental health response. So we really do need to see a much greater commitment for policing also across the Upper Hunter.
Well, we'll continue pressing the candidates for your wish list as we come across them before we get to the by-election. Martin Rush from the Muswellbrook Shire Council, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.